From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Chinese President Xi Jinping gave Hong Kong a stern warning Saturday as he oversaw the swearing-in ceremony for the city's new leader, telling its residents that Beijing will not tolerate attempts to challenge its authority. Some individuals did take to the streets in protest, like this high school student.
The people of Hong Kong want freedom. We want one country, two systems, but he has not kept his promises.
She acknowledged that the implementation of the One Country, Two Systems model is facing challenges and that Hong Kong has yet to build a consensus on what he called some major political and legal issues. President Donald Trump revisited his spat with the media Saturday by unleashing a series of tweets, including one with more personal jabs directed at MSNBC's Morning Joe television talk show hosts. Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Sanders earlier this week said the American people elected a fighter.
I don't think that it's a surprise to anybody that he fights fire with fire.
There was quick and firm criticism by members of Congress of the president's comments, even from within the Republican Party. Trump's latest tweets came as he spends the weekend with his family at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey. The interior ministers of France, Germany, and Italy will meet in Paris on Sunday to help Italy deal with masses of migrants arriving on its shores. Italy is struggling to respond to the influx of tens of thousands of migrants and threatened earlier this week to close its ports to migrant rescue boats in order to force the vessels to go to other Mediterranean countries. Italy has so far taken in 82,000 migrants this year, as the country has become this year's main point of arrival to Europe for mostly African migrants. This is VOA News.